How does aspirin work in your body? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College, and today on the Academic Minute, Daniel Klesig, professor in the Boyce Thompson Institute at Cornell University, examines how this widely used drug goes to work.
Acetyl salicylic acid, commonly called aspirin, is the most widely used drug worldwide for more than a century to treat pain, fever, swelling, and more recently to reduce the risk of heart disease, stroke, and certain cancers. The prevailing view is that aspirin works primarily by inhibiting the cyclooxygenases. However, this assumption ignores two important facts. First, aspirin is rapidly converted to salicylic acid in the body. Second, salicylic acid is a poor inhibitor of the cyclooxygenases. Yet salicylic acid and aspirin have nearly the same pharmacological effects. Thus, there must be additional targets through which salicylic acid and aspirin exert their many effects. To find these targets, we used high-throughput screens. This strategy identified glyceraldehyde 3-phosphate dehydrogenase, termed GAPDH for short. GAPDH is a major suspect in Alzheimer's and Parkinson's diseases. GAPDH plays a key role in a novel cell death pathway, which involves GAPDH movement into the nucleus. This results in neuronal cell death. We discovered that GAPDH binds salicylic acid, which suppresses its nuclear translocation and the resulting cell death. Importantly, we also identified synthetic and natural salicylic acid derivatives that inhibit GAPDH nuclear translocation and cell death more effectively than salicylic acid. These derivatives also are much more potent inhibitors of our second newly identified target of aspirin, HMGB1, which is involved in inflammation-associated diseases such as arthritis, heart disease, certain cancers, and also Alzheimer's.
That was Daniel Klesig of Cornell University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.